Please let me know when you're ready.
Hard hats. Go.
All right.
We are here with environmental health in our budget work session. Welcome. Thank you for the work you do. Absolutely. Let's start with revenues. We've got, actually, you know what we'll start with? We'll start with, I know you were in the audience yesterday, but a proposal that I made yesterday to the board, or I guess yesterday as part of our first work session.
Monday
as part of our, it's all running together already. Monday as part of our first work session proposal that I made to the board, which will come to the board on a Tuesday morning meeting, is simply a restructuring of the 150 or so employees that we have under the Board of Supervisors and the way the reporting lines work there. No impact to you. You're still Board of Health. Board of Health would still be straight line to the Board of Supervisors just like it's always worked. So that there it is, but I wanted to make sure we start with that on everything. So that leads us to revenues for you. You want to take us through those?
The first one for the well abandonment, I up this year and then next year to match the existing grant amount. We added $10,000 just for this year, not next year, because of the Soil and Water Conservation District. They just wanted to funnel that money through us so they didn't have to cut separate checks for the Hickory Grove project.
Okay.
You know, things are budge up and down a little bit just based on what's happening this year. I don't know. Did you want me to go line by line, or just there's really nothing remarkable about our?
Tell me water well permits, and then I always like to talk about other health fees, just so you can talk me through what all's in there.
Sure. In calendar year 2014, our well permits were down some.
Uh-huh.
We're seeing fewer geothermals go in, so I just thought I'd take that down a little bit just so that we don't project more than we're going to actually
right.
get.
Right, but we're at 3,600 so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that a true half-year look, or is it so seasonal? I would expect you're doing some of those, a lot of those, any new geothermal well is going to come on in the next 6 months if it's in this fiscal year, right? I mean, when it's warmer. They're not putting them in today.
Right now they're not, although with this warmer weather they will a little bit. Yeah, they'll start
okay.
up again.
So is the 3,600 that we've done so far this year, is that a real look at where we are this year?
Well, it is, because those are the numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no control.
No, I know you don't have any control. I'm just – so I look at 3,600 for half the year as really being 7,200, knowing that you don't have any control
mm-hmm.
over it. So I think we're actually going to get really, really close to the 7,500 that we had budgeted if my assumption is close to accurate. And if it's true for this year, I think we're going to do more building next year than we did this year, which to me would mean the potential anyway for more geothermal. And so I just look
like it's dying down more because I'm not sure when that tax incentive goes away, but it's going away pretty soon. Is this the last year? I can't remember.
So you think we'll see fewer people putting in the geothermal system?
I don't know. If you want to bump it up, that's fine.
Absolutely, yeah. It is what it is.
I don't want to.
And then could you reestimate in December if you see that it's not following
sure,
mm-hmm.
sure, absolutely. And so what I'm suggesting is, okay, we're at 3,600 for this year. That's half the year. I think we're going to be in that 73 to 7,500 range. Let's go to 7,000 for next year and recognize that maybe we won't do quite as much, but I think it's a – based on what you've done so far this year, I think it's a reasonable assumption that we'd get to 7,000.
Okay.
Let's see. Other
okay.
Other health fees staying at $18,340. Tell me what's built into that and why it stays the same. It went up dramatically, and now you've got it.
Pool inspection and all those things.
Page.
Tanning.
And we took on that project.
But the fees are staying the same.
They are.
Basic numbers are staying the same, so it makes sense that it's the same.
It is.
Okay.
And the state sets those fees. We do not.
Okay. Good. All right, so now we're to expenditures, and so what I need from you guys is a little line right below employer flex benefits, and then let's talk about everything from employer flex benefits to the top of the page. The first one is, you know that we got a ruling from the federal government saying that we can't continue to pay health benefits as we have. We are in the process of trying to work through what our options are and ultimately what we're going to do. It is our expectation, I think reasonable expectation, that we're going to spend more in that flex benefits line item and less in IPERS and FICA, because now whatever we do cannot, by rule, by federal rule, cannot be part of those things. So I'm fully expecting the 24,150 that you show in here to end up needing to be higher. It will have the 24,50 will in fact roll out of the IPERS and FICA, so that will change those numbers as well. And then when you go up to the top, pay plan staff, new methodology for budgeting and allocating from the board this year. It's really going to have no impact on you, but we're going to budget and allocate more toward what we expect the actual to be. In environmental health, you don't have turnover, traditionally. I mean, who it impacts is the offices and departments that have some turnover, which we see at the county. And what we're suggesting is we are going to pay actual salary cost for all approved positions. We're not going to pay 100% of all approved positions if it's not actual cost. Again, it doesn't impact you. You need to know that you got your staff. Board is committed to paying the full amount for your staff. It may change that budget number, what it looks like starting out next year.
So, like vacancies then?
Yeah, vacancies, that money, we're going to budget what's actually spent in that salary line item. That money wouldn't be available to, say, roll to extra help. So for example, if you get a vacancy, but you still have that work that needs to be done, it's very reasonable that you would need extra help to go do that in the interim when that position's not filled. What some departments and offices have traditionally done is they've just taken that salary savings and rolled it to extra help. And what we're saying is, as a board, no, we want salaries to be for salaries. And then if we need to have a conversation about extra help, we need to have that conversation.
The re-estimate on the budget then.
Correct.
Yeah.
Lisa, keep me straight as I talk through this. Make sure that, am I getting any better at it?
If they understand it, then apparently you're doing okay.
All right. Or do you understand it?
Yeah.
Put the numbers together.
That's right. So that takes us to Board of Health. And
well, it kind of does.
Okay. Well, where do you want to go?
Back up in the salary pay plan staff. The Board of. Yeah, I didn't know if they wanted to discuss
it. Yeah, no, we need to discuss it, and I meant to. So I appreciate that the Board of Health has a different recommendation from the standard that we're talking about with the county. We just had the same conversation with Conservation. Conservation Board has the same kind. Well, it's a different recommendation, but it's a recommendation that says, you know what, we need to really look at our salary schedule that we did 3 years ago. We may be getting a little out of whack there. We need to recognize that there needs to be some movement in there, that we need to be competitive across the board. I'm committed to moving to more of a merit-based system. I like what Paul said during our conservation meeting of maybe it's some kind of hybrid step system and merit-based system. It's something we need to move toward. That said, I am really, really reticent to move forward with a piecemeal approach to this, which would mean doing one thing for conservation and a different thing for environmental health and a different thing for emergency management and a different thing for regular county staff and a different thing for the assessor. I mean, we can get into a multitude of differences, and everything we've tried to do is to form consistency. That said, we need to recognize if there's a problem, and what we're hearing is there's a problem. There's a problem we need to address. And so the steps that the board's taking in that is on Tuesday, we're going to have a conversation about the creation of a human generalist position in human resources, whose primary initial responsibility. Go ahead.
No, you did, you did fine.
Okay. Primary initial responsibility will be to take that salary structure that we paid Springstead to do 3 years ago and update it and say, where are we? Where should we be? Have there been changes in here that we haven't been doing? Second thing will be to move us toward a way to move our employees through the salary scale. So right now, wherever you are on the salary scale, unless something dramatic happens, you're basically going to stay there. High, middle, or low, within that range, we've got no way to move people from one end of the range to the other. The range may change, but your position within that range, we have trouble changing that. We need to get away from that. That's where Paul suggested the possibility of some kind of combination of step plan early and maybe then a merit base after you get through your steps. But I'm committed, Margaret, that it needs to be consistent for everybody that the county deals with, not one way for environmental health and a different way for conservation and a different way. And so what I'm saying to you is, I hear you. I recognize that there's an issue that we've got to dig in and deal with. That said, until we deal with it countywide, which in my mind will be sooner rather than later, until we deal with it countywide, I'm going to want to treat everybody consistently as we move into the FY16 budget year.
I guess two comments to that.
Yep.
Is that, you know, we feel like we have to compete with the union folks, and so there is already inequitable treatment for the different departments, we feel, okay? And then also, we've talked about merit pay for many years, and we just don't see it happening. So this is one way to reward the staff, is to, you know, bump it up a little bit, 0.75.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. And if we could do that, so we do treat unions and staff, since this board has been treated, been seated, we treat everybody exactly the same. Unions have not got one percentage increase. There were a couple years there where union employees got a percentage raise and other employees didn't get a raise. Since we've been here, everybody has gotten the same raise. One year we tried to do it with a dollar amount, and the rest of the years it's been a consistent percentage, basic, little more than a cost of living, but not much more than a cost of living. In fact, we negotiated our union contracts, which we got a 3-year union contract now with our unions, with the understanding that whatever we as a board committed to with the unions, we had to be able to find those same dollars to commit to the rest of our staff. Now, I recognize what you're saying. You're saying, well, the unions have step increases already and they have things like that. Great. They do. We need to get more towards something like that with the county, but we can't do it in one budget work session. We can't do it without the ability to explain why we're doing it. And all I'm telling you is my stance on this. I am a huge fan of consistency, and I'm going to oppose things that I don't view as consistent.
I just think, you know, the merit pay thing, it will still be probably another year in the making, and it just, I feel like it's a fair way to treat people, mm-hmm. treat the staff. I do.
Yeah. And I appreciate the conversation. I think and I'll ask Paul and Wayne to weigh in further if they want to underscore or they want to say something different. I think what I'm trying to say to you is don't expect anything more from this board than what we're trying to get done, which is 2.25 for this year. It doesn't mean that we're waiting till next year till we have this conversation. Again, it means we're waiting until human resources can get through the process of where are we, and then we really want to look position by position, what are we doing to go from there. Those are the things that you can expect, I think, from this board. That's where I'm going to come down. I'm going to come down for consistency, and that's going to mean a straight 2.25 in this budget. With recognition that we need to get it figured out countywide.
And then, like, if the Board of Health recommends one thing and the Board of Supervisors recommends another, how does that work, Paul?
Well, this board is the funding authority. And we had this conversation in December when we talked about salaries. And conversation was pretty much the same conversation that you and Rick have had this morning, is that I felt that as a member of the Board of Supervisors that to be consistent, we would treat all the county employees the same. And that's why I was the one that didn't vote for the increase in the salary. I haven't changed my position on that. And my position certainly isn't any reflection on you or your staff. But it's my position as a Board of Supervisor member that we need to try to treat every county employee the same. And yeah, we've had the conversation about, you know, moving to a merit-based system, and we've had that conversation since I've been here. But I think in all practical purposes, we're probably closer to that now than the county's ever been.
But still probably a year off, no?
Well, that's correct. There's no question that you're probably a year off.
How can you keep telling people, well, wait another year, and, you know, and meanwhile sit through your evaluation and fill out this paperwork and do all this and hang in there? We've been told that we can't go forward with the merit until all departments have submitted the evaluations.
Well, two separate things there, Margaret. You're doing the evaluations different. Because it's the right thing to do.
Right.
And if you want to look at it as there's a carrot on the end of it, maybe of the merit base, that's great. But we're doing the evaluations because they're the right thing to do. Yeah, we don't have everybody participating yet, but I'm viewing it carrot and stick. The reality is we need everybody to be doing the evaluations because they're the right thing to do. It's the right way to conduct business. Once we get to a merit system, now you got the stick in that, okay, you choose not to do your evaluations. That's fine, but your employees now don't get to participate in whatever merit system we have. Now all of a sudden we're getting there. So please don't view it as you've been doing something just because of the merit. You're doing it because it's the right thing to do. We appreciate you doing it. You're doing the right thing. We're still trying to get it there. The reality is our role here, Margaret, is a dollars and cents kind of thing. While I know it'd be easy for people to think that it's not, we have to make this work within the budget constraints we have, right? And we have mechanisms to make the budget work. We can try to increase the levy within law, and within what's acceptable to the public. We can try to reduce service. We can try to do all kinds of things. But when we're sitting here staring at a benefit package that the first estimate I've seen looks like an extra $1 million-plus dollars to Story County this year, and you say, well, it's just another 0.75%. It's a big deal. It's a big, big deal, especially when you look at more than just the environmental health, which I have to.
But, I mean, you know, restructuring, that's going to cost money, and so that's a big deal.
Restructuring could cost, I don't know, $10,000, $15,000 in one position. If you're getting more efficiency and you're able to move more toward things like you're talking about, we haven't been able to get to this merit-based system. Why have we not been able to get to this merit-based system? Rhetorical question. Why have we not been able to get there? Well, we all have to make our decisions of why we haven't been able to get there. Is it important to us to get there, and what do we have to do to get there? But equating those two is it's so far off base, it's not even funny. So the restructuring, the only way that makes sense is if there's more benefit than there is cost. That's the only way. That has absolutely nothing to do with any dollars that might go somewhere else. We have never, the three of us have never pitted departments or offices against each other. Oh, if you get a little more, then somebody else has to get a little less. You've never, ever, ever heard that from us. You've heard us say, what's right for environmental health?
I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess one more question on that. You know, if this is such a big project, this merit thing, why are you sticking Alyssa with more responsibility? You know, with more departments having to report to her, it seems like her she's going to be spread even thinner.
and less time will be able to go toward human resource.
We need a, okay, so now we're getting into the specifics. That's fine. We need Alyssa doing the things that Alyssa does well that are to the most benefit of the county. The most foolish thing we could do is have somebody who is ultra talented, ultra capable, spending their time on things when they could be spending their time on bigger things for Story County, more important things for Story County, things that are going to make Story County more consistent and ultimately result in more cost savings. Because ultimately, Margaret, at the end of the day, it's about how much does it cost us to provide the services we provide to Story County. The only reason we exist is for the people of Story County, right? We've got services we've got to provide. We've got services we want to provide. We got services we'd like to provide. It's all about how much that costs the people of Story County. And if we can find a way to provide as good or better service for less money through consistency, through, consistency is the right efficiency, then we need to do that. And that's what that conversation is all about.
So then do I need to go back? Going back to this original discussion, do I need to return to the Board of Health and tell them that this budget that they approved is now changing to something different? Or?
Everything from that line I had you draw from flex benefits on up is changing. And the Board of Supervisors is going to determine what numbers go in there. And if you want one of us to come visit with the Board of Health and explain to them what those numbers are and why they're there and why they've changed, we'll be glad to.
I'll be there.
Yeah, that rests with the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, because, and more importantly, the other thing on there, and the biggest thing is the flex benefits. I mean, that's What we're doing now, we're not going to be able to continue to do, as everybody knows. So when we reach a decision on what we're going to do, then we can plug the numbers in. But as of yet,
we can plug estimates.
We can plug estimates in. I mean, we know it's going to cost us at least twice what we're paying now to provide the benefit. So, yeah, if you want to put that on for February for discussion.
Yeah, I mean, if you want hard and fast numbers, so in flex and the IPERS and the FICA portion, Lisa, the first number you gave me was somewhere around 2.3 that we spent last year.
Correct.
2.3 million that Story County spent last year in flex and the associated things with that. The first number, Alyssa, that you shot me, and I know it's a first number, I know it's not even close, but it was as high as 3.1 million. Wasn't that the first number you showed me?
Yep, and then the second number was close to 4.
Was close to 4. Hey, I mean, we got a huge range here that we're dealing with. And it's something that we're going to have to find a way to absorb that stuff, depending on where we go. So we've been through a lot together, Margaret, right? You sat before us the first time this board came together, and it was an entirely new way of going through it. Do you remember that first conversation we had? It was an entirely new way of going through these budgets, and we've worked our way through. This far and away is the hardest budget session we've ever had because of the unknowns and this based on one rule coming down. It changes the way Story County operates. It just does.
I do appreciate you sharing the numbers and the process that you guys are taking. And when I thanked Paul yesterday for coming down and talking to our departments, I think, like you said, the unknown is scary to everyone.
Really scary.
And so to put minds at ease or at least answer some of the smaller questions, it's nice to get that extra information. So we do appreciate that.
We're committed. I mean, what you can walk out of here with and what, you know, I know people get afraid and they read into things. The first day that I could send out an email notifying everybody before we had any answers, when we just had questions, we didn't hold it close to the chest. We didn't try to figure out everything. We wanted to let everybody know.
And since then, more information has come.
More information has come. Absolutely. And what you need to know is we're committed to really, really good benefits, albeit different than they've been, really good benefits for the employees of Story County.
One other thing. I did have staff ask me if they could request overtime pay instead of hours.
Comp? That's an annual
Can we permit that, or?
You have to.
You have to give them the choice.
Between comp time and overtime. And if your employees choose overtime, you have to pay them overtime. So
if
whether you
yeah so in May they'll elect that budget, July.
Whether you budget overtime or not, if they opt for overtime, it will come out of that overtime line.
You've got to pay it.
Okay, so do I need to put money there if someone opts for that?
If they gave you an indication that they're going, I mean, they can make that election during open enrollment, and then once they make that election, it's for the whole year. So it is tough for us to know in January, you know, especially if you have new employees that, you know, if you had any turnover, you may have somebody that's been choosing comp for 10 years and your new employee wants overtime.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're going to you have to pay them overtime.
Okay.
Now, you as the manager control the number of hours your employees work,
right,
too.
Right.
So, you know, you'll have to take a look at, you know, how much overtime are they working? Is it necessary? Which it probably is if you're, you know, even though they're accruing comp time for it. And then budget accordingly if you,
You as the manager are going to have to manage that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know.
So should
right?
we get estimates from Lisa on how many comp time hours have been used for that person on an average?
We can run a comp time used, earned use report.
I might have to bump that up a little bit. And I'll talk again to that person and see if it was just kind of thinking out loud or.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
No, I mean, that's fine.
Okay. Anything else above the line that we need to talk about?
Let's see. You know, just as, you know, as I'm crawling toward retirement, you just nail me in the
butt.
It
is a huge impact to IPERS. And it's going to be a huge impact to IPERS no matter what direction we go. No matter what we do, And Margaret, I can't say anything to you other than we didn't ask for this.
I know. And then also the other thing is that, you know, job opportunities come and they go,
mm-hmm.
and younger employees have options to maybe look around. And, you know, mm-hmm. and I have passed up higher paying jobs before based on knowing that, I get this extra money, and per hour it was a very competitive rate.
Right.
And now, you know, I want to stick with IFRS because that's the smart thing to do. I can't cut off my nose to spite my face. And so it's just very regretful that this is just, you know, one set of decisions was made with that set of rules, and now those rules get to change, and I don't get to change my decisions just because I'm kind of locked in age.
But Margaret, I think you may not be aware, and when I first came on the board 14 years ago, now 15 years ago, there was a discussion, and I asked the question really to about the 575, 525 at that time. It was even less than that, how that it all came into play, and a lot of that came into play primarily because the board at that time wanted to treat everybody as comparable and equal as possible. So those that were taking the county insurance, you know, that was going toward a single plan. So those who chose not to, they had options of taking the county plan or taking it. So that's how it came into being at that time, and that's how it's kind of continued year after year after year. We had an inkling a little over a year or so ago that change was probably going to come down the pike. We had inklings from other visionary folks looking in terms of insurance options and so forth that flex option that we currently have was going to be very problematic. We were hoping that it wouldn't happen, that we could continue down that path. And all of a sudden, you know, it has hit. Now, the three of us sitting up here are all going to be impacted. Now, obviously, you know, I'm on my wife's plan at the university. And I take the flex cash that we get here, and I pay that bill now that she's retired. When she was working, it came out of her salary. But now I'm paying for that. So now, all of a sudden, I've lost that. So a lot of people are going to be impacted about that. And and this is why it's so difficult for everybody is that initial sticker shock. hopefully right now I'm already talking to my wife and my looking at my expenses and saying, okay, what are the things I'm going to start cutting out? We're not going to eat out as much. We're not going to go to the movies. We're not going to go do these kinds of things. But I've got a few months now to plan for that, and rather than waiting right at the last minute within the last 30 days, and all of a sudden and realize that it's not going to be there. The biggest change for some of people, they've used it for dependent care. Okay, how is that going to be factored in, you know, for those individuals? So a multitude of things like this. I think at the end results, as Paul and Rick and Alyssa basically said, the package that will probably be offered, the insurance package, is probably going to be much more beneficial to those who choose to take the county plan than what they currently have now. Now, will some decide to switch over that's not taking it? Maybe. Maybe they won't. But I think when it's all said and done, it's going to be a much more attractive plan. And that may offset, you know, how an individual family may look at it. And then some families may just choose not to switch just simply because it's a matter of preference. They like what they've got now and they like to continue down there. I just felt and I was so appreciative when Alyssa called me in and told me about it first thing and Rick decided that we need to let staff know right away. This is the reality that we're faced with. I was on the phone with Alyssa a Monday, talking to Bill Peterson Isaac, trying to explore all kind of other options and what are some things that the county could do? What are other counties kind of doing? How do we come up with options to look at? And so she's going to be working toward that. So I feel very confident that we're going to come up with some plans or options that I think the employees are going to feel that we've done our due diligence to make sure that we can lessen that burden as much as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. But that's about all we can do at this point.
Well, we're going to do the best we can. And Wayne, I want to clarify one thing that you said. One of the really, really nice things about the board's decision to create a human resource manager and the decision to employ Alyssa in that role is that was all about the time that the Affordable Care Act first passed. And one of the first things that Alyssa did was find one of the foremost experts in the Midwest, which probably in Des Moines means when you're talking health insurance in the nation, for us to get an attorney for us to get down and visit with. And I believe it's been 2.5 years, mate. Is that?
Yeah, about then. You know, we had to review our plans when it was all rolling out. She didn't have a lot of answers, but she's very familiar with our plan. She updated all our plan documents, so it's not like we were just asking some questions over the phone. Well, what do you think?
Absolutely.
But Alyssa and Jessica and I went down and met with her that long ago, and so we knew that this was part of the conversation, and she told us at that point, we're waiting for a ruling on whether plans like Story County has will qualify. Now, I'm a little different than Wayne. I took it as until we hear that it doesn't work, it works. And so I was really taken aback when we found out right at the first of the year, because it was our organizational meeting, I think, when we found out right at the first of the year that, oh, by the way, the ruling came down and Story County does not comply anymore, it was a shock to me. I had really expected that we were going to just be able to continue doing what we were doing, because from my view, we are supplying you with health insurance. You know, it's $575 a month, and you determine personally what to do with it, and I'm such a believer in personal responsibility that I like that system. The fact is, it is cost effective for the county because we can consistently budget what we have. There's no unknown. Oh, Margaret, if you take a family plan, now it's costing Story County $12,000 a year, but if you take an individual, it's only costing Story County $7,000 a year, whatever it is, and we can budget more readily for that. So I was a fan of it, and I thought it complied. We found out it didn't comply, and now we're trying to deal with it.
I appreciate you guys. You're
It's hard. Well, and we appreciate the reality that it does impact you personally. I get, and everybody.
Record that it really, really
sure,
does.
Sure, absolutely. It does.
In many different ways. I know it's out of your hands, but I just wanted that on record that
your IPER salary will be less for 2016 than it has been. There's no, I mean, there's no question about that. That's hard to deal with, especially as you say, as you keep catching up on retirement age. The closer you are, the more it's going to impact you. And I understand. I'm sorry, I can't do more than that. Now, are we ready to go below the line? All right, so we're starting at Board of Health. I don't have anything there. It's 150. It's always been 150. You never spend 150.
Anybody ever? Does anybody ever claim mileage for the meetings?
No one does yet.
Let's just keep it at 150.
Let's keep it there.
I'm not a big proponent of throwing that out there at them. I feel it's their responsibility to also ask for that.
Let's leave it at 150, but you keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Vehicle fuels and maintenance. The costs are down. Do we just talk me through vehicle fuels and maintenance?
All right, just a second. Wait a second. I'm lost here. Let's see. Board of Health vehicle. Okay.
Okay. So I'm on 25, about midway up, but it's also on 27.
Okay. I gotcha. I'm here.
We with the conservation, we took 50 cents a gallon off.
Yep.
Okay.
So you're proposing 500 gallons of gas. So if we take 50 cents a gallon off of that.
$250 off.
$250.
Okay. For me.
I mean, that's still budgeting gas at $3 a gallon.
I'm good with that line item now.
Okay.
$22.75. Office supplies.
Okay. This is laser software. I would like to buy this year, and that's why I re-estimated for that. Do you want to talk about that
first? Yeah, let's talk about that first.
Okay. This would be very helpful for the staff to take the field measurements from the field, right through a CAD program, and it would be points on a GIS map, and we can draw it right from there. This is something that we are always behind on as far as workload, and myself included, and having this would get those maps out there.
How much time does it save you? So if you have, so how much time would it save you on a monthly basis if you had this? Or weekly, do it however you want to do it. Take me one job, how about? I mean, just what does it save you?
Well, let's see. Well, we did 90 permits this last year, and I would say easily a couple hours.
Per?
On that up per, yeah.
So you're talking about 180 hours. I mean, we pay for $3,000 pretty quick.
It pays for itself.
Plus that, we just had the conversation about comp time and overtime. In my mind, that eats into that some too, right? You're speaking my language when you start talking about that. So tell me exactly what we're buying for $3,000.
We already have the handheld unit that determines distances on things. The idea is to be able to, 20 years from now, find whatever is covered up, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so accuracy is very important. So we've got that. And then what this thing will do, will this buys the tripod that it sits on, and then it triangulates and then gets the lat longs and then puts it on the GIS map.
And how does it put it on the GIS map? I mean, does it communicate?
Yes, uh-huh.
What is it? Does it communicate through cell network? What does it communicate? How does it do that?
You're asking Matt questions. This is.
You have to come back and plug something into the computer.
You do have to come back.
Yeah. Okay.
And plug it in. Yes. Yes, you do. Yes.
Okay. So we've already got the unit.
We've got the unit, but the software that takes that information from the unit and then makes it GIS ready.
Okay.
Is what that software would do.
And we've seen a demonstration of software, and it works as we want it to work. I mean, I'm so tired of software, I can't even stand it, because it never does exactly what we expect it to do.
And They did say that we can try it and return it, which
we could try it and return it.
That was a good selling point for me. This is something that Matt and Matt saw in San Diego last.
Both Matts.
Both Matts, Matt and Matt, yeah. And they both thought it was.
It would do really what we want it to do.
Yeah. And then.
And IT's on board with it is compatible.
Say that again.
IT's on board that is compatible?
I have not talked to IT. Yes, yes.
All right. And so what portion is the software? What portion is the tripod? And are there any other costs? And are there ongoing costs? The software maintenance fee, too. You and I got into the wrong business.
I know it.
Software maintenance fees are where it's at.
And some packages for software.
I'm looking.
Of course, then you actually have to know something about it. So.
All you have to do is get
sign. Yeah. You're signing the money. Contract.
This is a thing that we have already. If
okay.
You're interested.
Yeah. And it's compatible if we get the software. We know that.
Yes.
What we don't know is will our IT system be able to handle it and be able to communicate? We need to check into that. But tell me, so I want to know software cost and tripod, because you told me we were also getting a tripod to be able to set it up.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I thought I had that email in my.
Can we do this, Margaret? Can we hold on to that conversation and you come to us in a Tuesday morning board meeting, since we're talking about a new unbudgeted item, even though it's under the $5,000, come visit with us on a Tuesday morning about this. I think this is something that's important to lay out for the public, exactly what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we would go. We need to have the full conversation. You need to have talked to somebody in IT. It would probably be good for both Matts to be here and ready to answer some questions, and let's get there. And I feel really, really good about it. I just think that's the right way for us to handle it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. So now we're talking about this year. So office supplies are going to stay at $2,000 for now, and we're going to have for FY15, office supplies are at $2,000, but we're going to have the conversation about going to $5,000 with this stuff. Okay? Now we're at the $2,360 for next year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, for office supplies, then planning and development and ourselves decided to go ahead and get rid of our contract.
Okay. When is that up?
The printer copier.
Do you share that right now?
Yes.
You share the contract on the printer copier?
We only pay 10%. So.
Oh, good deal.
Yeah. Although we were always using our own copier. And
okay.
And just using theirs for special whoop-de-doo things. Yeah.
Right.
So, So then, lost my train of thought. Okay, so we're getting rid of that, and we're buying a new one.
When is that up? When is that contract up?
July 1.
It's up?
Oh.
Okay.
How'd that work out?
What
are we paying for that right now? What the 10% plus planning and development?
Total $550.
A year?
A month.
$350 a month.
$350 a month.
$4,200 a year annually.
It's really
plus,
high. It's
plus
really
copy
high.
Overruns. So
and color, too.
Yes.
So they pay the $4,200 base.
And we can go
plus.
Buy a scanner copier that we can actually use for $600.
Yep. And gotten a quote.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's durable enough to run as many copies of you.
I take back what I said about software maintenance fees. I want to be in the copier fee.
It's the same one that MapBoy has and Facilities has. So we've looked at it. We've looked it over. We've talked to IT about functionality.
Okay. And so the $50 a month that you're currently putting in to this rolls out later on in this budget. Or it did.
Yeah,
because
it's an equipment rent and maintenance.
Like 35. So actually, our prices, our costs really won't go down at all because 35 a month.
Yeah. Hopefully, this will last more than 1 year, though.
And we'll have to start buying toner, which before it was included, but overall, it's still less expensive.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so
even
your
if it
initial
doesn't,
year,
you're
still,
we're still money
costs,
ahead.
Right. Just,
yeah.
If you got to buy one
a year, we're still
$600 as opposed to
yeah.
What you say it was 40.
We're still 10 times ahead.
Yeah, that's our thought too.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
well,
good.
And in all fairness, when Charlie came up and was asking me questions on their budget too, he thinks that the contract they have is a little
top heavy,
a little bit more than they needed.
Okay.
Correct.
Most contracts that we're in do that, Markley.
We compared it to making the current lease more to our needs,
okay,
and lessening it.
Uh-huh.
And we still come out ahead going this route that's proposed.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's $300 that you're plugging in.
Yeah.
So really you're just going from 2000 to 2060 plus buying the new scanner copier.
Right.
So
the one-time fee,
okay. So
and
do
then,
you
the printer that Matt was able to fix, the printer that I've had. So we're going to keep using that till it poops down on us, which will extend the life of our $600
new one.
Okay,
so that's why there's cartridges and stuff being here. And the reason why we can't all use, well, I mean, we could use it for printing, but it doesn't do any copying or scanning.
Right, okay.
So we'll still use it to supplement the printing.
Okay, and what do we buy in uniforms?
What
do we buy? Field clothing. I called it uniforms.
Boots.
Okay.
Boots.
And then you wear those one a year you need? Okay.
Yeah, there's a little bit of chlorine chemicals, and, you know, sometimes you'll put some holes in your pants, things like that.
Is there anything you can get to wear over? I mean,
not when it's that hot.
Not when it's that, yeah.
And not realistically.
I mean, I just had to ask because, you know, I.
Yeah.
It's like a sauna at most of them.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yep.
Yay, pool program. Yay, good idea.
Paul, Wayne, I'm good on office supplies now. Unless you guys want to talk about it more.
No.
Legal notices, did the action that we took on second consideration and waive third for publishing those legal notices, does that impact Board of Health? Because there should be some savings there. We aren't requiring now as a county.
Not much at all.
So we don't need 150 in there.
Well, we publish CAFO stuff.
Right. So you don't know how many you're going to get each year.
Yeah.
Right.
150 is not that much money. We do CAFO stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we spent we spent none this year. When we did the Chumlin place, we spent 112. That's what I've got in here, whether that's what we spent or not.
All right. I know you love. Can we throw you $50?
Yeah, I love it. Right. I love $50. Hey, Margaret, that makes me so happy.
I know it does. You're so easy, yes.
Which one?
Tell everybody else that.
Yeah.
Because nobody believes I'm that easy.
Rick Sanders is so easy. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Piece of cake. Big teddy bear.
Postage. What do you think about that? Or we're not done here.
Went up, didn't it?
Postage, I don't think we need 900.
Yeah.
46,
45. I don't know.
Okay, so we're 700 into this year, right? We believe we're 700 this year. We were 739 the year before that. We were 595 the year before that. I think it's a $750 bill.
Yeah, well, let's see. So in 13-14, we use 7.
Can I digress for just a second? Margaret, I would like for this board to have the conversation on how we're going to handle the next CAFO and CAFOs after that based on the experience that we've had. So you've done now with the system we put in place, you've had two or three that we've run through this way where we were notifying the full 2 miles and we were doing some of those things. As I know it's been two, it might have been three.
Two or three.
I think it's time for us to review that. I personally like the idea of us not putting it all on your plate. I want you involved. I want you probably Keely involved, but I'd like to have more input, especially on the scoring of the master matrix. I'd like to talk through exactly what our notification, what our public hearing, what all of that is going to be. It's not for this conversation. I'm simply saying it to you now as an FYI that I'd like you to get it on a Board of Supervisors meeting in the next 2 or 3 months for us to have that conversation. And I'm sorry I digress right here, but you said something about it, and I'd been thinking about it, and so I wanted to say it.
I just thought it would be an appropriate thing for the interagency group, all those departments.
I'm not suggesting what the process will be. I'm saying that it's probably time for you to come sit before us on a Tuesday morning and us have the conversation of what it might look like and how we might get there.
Okay. Let's see.
So postage and mailing, I'm saying 750.
About 800 because postage is going up.
All right. It's just because I'm easy.
Okay. 800. I know it. You can see.
Oh, I'm easy.
Let's see. Okay.
It's an easy button.
So what about the re-estimate? Are you going to leave it at 9?
If we're going.
No, 8.
Well, what are we going? What are where are we for this year? So we're 343 in. Can we re-estimate that down to 750 for this year?
It's just a re-estimation. It's not going to affect the bottom line. You guys are going to need a budget amendment anyway at some point in time because of the Hickory Grove water.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I would assume, because I don't think it's in your, yeah.
Mileage, employee mileage and expenses, it looks like you've already done my work for me.
Okay.
There.
Down. Yeah. And
communication services. How are you only going up 9% when everybody else is going up 100%? I mean, that's awesome.
100%?
Yeah.
Or more.
We had way under.
I must have really blown it.
They must have forgot your department when they was.
I mean, it is unbelievable how you're only going up 9%, and we're seeing, 128%? It's unbelievable what the communication line item is doing.
Because of the number of lines, maybe the fact that you have, two in your office?
Four.
Well, it's easy enough. It's just you should have those hard numbers. I'm just appreciative that it's only going up 9%.
Well, it makes me worried that I'm missing something.
Why don't you go back and look, and if you are, you let Lisa know, and we'll deal with it.
I'll get with Barb.
Education and training.
Yeah, I had Kathy go through all of the things that we typically do, and those are the numbers she came up with, and that's why it's increased 11%.
Okay, so no new educations or training that you want to plug in there. That's what I would want to talk about. I am all for us continuing to do what we're doing, and if those costs are going up, they're going up. Is there anything in there that is a new or additional cost that we haven't had?
Yeah, I guess I always wonder if you want me to continue sending Matt to the ESRI in the summertime because he's not an official IT person, but he sure knows his stuff. So.
Yeah, I'm all about cost benefit. So you just told me that Matt fixed your printer or copier or whatever, and that's saving us money. And so for me, at the end of the day, it's as simple as, is spending that $1,500 to send Matt out there saving us more than that much by him having that expertise?
Okay.
If it is, then it makes a lot of sense to me. If it's not, then I'm not a fan of going to a conference just for the sake of going to a conference.
No, he doesn't. He comes back with all his ideas, and he's all excited, and actually it costs me more because he gets all these good ideas about how we can do it more efficiently.
If we're doing it more efficiently, it costs us less. Okay. So I don't view the $3,000 that we're going to talk about, if it's what you're telling me it is, I don't view that as a new cost. I view that as savings.
Okay. I just wanted to put it out there, make sure.
Good. Well permits, you believe they're going to be down?
Yeah.
Is that the same conversation that we just had on the...
So I'll need to adjust that up if you want it to go up a little.
Yeah, just have those two tied together.
Yeah.
40, yep.
So we're moving into what?
Take it to 1250 where it was.
Okay.
And then, let's see, the next one is just to reflect the actual grant amount. That's no biggie.
Yep.
And on both sides, I changed that.
why is lab services down so far?
That is because Lisa created a new line for Hickory Grove, okay?
So that's the 11,000 right below it?
Yes, just so that we could track it better. So initially we just stuck it in the lab line because that's we didn't have a line to put it anywhere.
Lisa, so that I'm seeing it right, it was we budgeted 20,500. We're estimating that we're going to spend 24,200, right?
Yes.
But next year we're saying we're only going to spend 13,700. If I combine
those. No, back up.
Okay.
Her lab services line item, the 25 is the true lab services.
Okay.
The 20, there was 18,500 or 18,000, which was it?
It would be 18,000. If 2,500 is the true lab,
there was 18,000 in the lab services line item. So it said 20,500.
Right.
18,000 of that was for the Hickory Grove.
Which we're really going to spend 21,780.
Is that what you're telling?
Next year we're only going to spend 11,220.
Correct.
And that's what I want to understand the difference between the 21 that we're spending this year and the 11,000 that we project we're going to spend next year.
Okay. This year, we three are in, four more are going in. That's going to be seven total.
Okay.
So it's in the narrative, she's saying that they're going to budget an additional 5,000. That's where the 21,780 comes.
Okay.
That is within the watershed, but outside the drainage district.
Okay. So then still help me with why it drops. This is a one-time thing that we have to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of the money is being spent this fiscal year.
Right.
And then we're still going to have three stragglers that'll be put in next fiscal year.
So it's a what you're telling me is it's a $33,000 project that we're going to do a lot of it this fiscal year, we're going to do the rest of it next fiscal year, and then there's not going to be anything after that.
I believe so, unless this one guy puts it off for a whole nother year.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a $33,000 project, and we're going to spend that $33,000 as we spend it whenever it happens.
Correct.
Okay, I'm good. And, Lisa, that's why you think we're going to need to come back and do a budget amendment?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's that $10,000 coming in.
Yeah, because I don't think she can absorb all of that.
Sure.
I mean, she can absorb some of it, but not all of it.
Right.
Okay. That kind of time budget. And then, let's see. And then
we appreciate that, too, by the way.
Well.
Yeah.
Office equipment and furniture. So we sat in your fancy chairs. They're really big.
Toot and I are big guys.
So I decided to come down on that chair price, but then what has come up for a cost since I wrote this budget was screens. With IT changing out our computers, our monitors are not compatible with the new machine.
Really?
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, compatible with the new computer.
It'll
tower.
Take one old
the
one.
The tower,
it'll
you
take
mean?
One new
you
one.
Can't sit it on your desk.
The resolution or something with the seat.
It's the way
they just don't work together.
It's the way, yeah. The old ones just.
Okay.
Again, an IT thing, but
Yeah, and
they
did that. So when you bought a new PC, you have to buy a
correct.
Yeah, so they've all got they've all got two screens, and so now.
But only one of them is going to work.
Only one of them is going to work.
One of them will work.
Unless you buy another one.
Yeah. And then, like, they're this and this. So, and then, that's a technical term, this
one's
and this.
One's the eye screen and one's
One is a box, one is a long thing. And then they told us that there's eye strain involved if you have, you know, two totally different resolutions and sizes and that. So, in essence, we're buying six new screens that I thought IT was going to kick in one screen per new computer, but apparently that's not the case. So six screens. So
yeah,
that
but
is that going to happen in all of our departments?
You don't
then?
Get a screen with your tower?
This is the first I've heard of
oh,
it.
Oh, you don't get a screen.
You are totally.
No.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah,
oh,
that's right. Because I got a new tower and I didn't get a new screen.
I knew.
Oh, they won't buy anything.
I didn't get a new screen.
I didn't either.
Is it because you've got two different monitors currently?
Yes. If you do, you have two monitors.
So right now, are your monitors different?
Mine, they haven't changed ours out yet because we said hold on till we can get the screens squared away. And they're still coming. Lisa just ordered them for us through Amazon. Okay, so this is what. So
the 2,400, okay, so for the 2,400 that we budgeted was for office chairs.
Yes.
But you said in me and Toots, did you get a new chair too?
Mine did.
Oh, that's not a new chair. Mine's got a little.
Anyway,
mine's got a turn.
But so Paul and who found the chair for you?
Paul did.
So Paul found this chair for how much?
$300.
$300, and you liked it well enough that you said, oh, okay, that chair will do instead of what we budgeted for the 24?
We don't exactly like those chairs, but we'll.
Okay.
We're willing to go with the, you know, the $300 variety.
We had budgeted $800. Is that right? We had budgeted three new chairs?
That was
the current year.
I don't know what we did. What did we have budgeted?
Okay. Traditionally, weren't the chairs between $600 and $800?
Yes.
They were getting them from Story Penworthy, and they were.
I think you budgeted three new chairs at $800 bucks a piece.
That's what I remember.
Yeah. That's what they were running through.
Yes.
But now you think you can do it more like $300?
Yes. And so that's why I re-estimated to $400. But now I'm taking back that re-estimation because I have to spend $840 in
on screen. So you think that's going to stay at $2,400 for this year? It's $2,400. You had re-estimated to $1,400, but now you think it's going to really be $2,400.
Let's see. Kathy bought one, so the phone's gone, and Matt hasn't gotten his yet. And I'm just going to. Yeah, I set mine back. Kathy's, and then
these are the famous $800 chairs that you had an issue with last year.
I had a huge issue with them. And it wasn't just health, was it?
No,
somebody else got them, too.
No, you were everywhere through. You were like, this better not be.
$800. And all you got to do is put Paul Toot on it, and he figures it out.
That's right.
I bet my chair's better than your chair.
I love my chair.
I love my chair.
We just went with what the. We went with what. Other departments were.
Yeah, saying. No, it's not a critique.
We did that.
Hey, we approved it last year.
What's
so
good
that,
for the goose
but
is good
I
for
approved
the other
it, and then I griped about it for 6 months.
Correct, at least.
So anyway, okay, so we're going to need.
Employees are happy.
Three times four is 1,200.
I don't get that sense all the time. Amazingly enough.
0, 4, and. Okay, so we're going to need more like $2,000.
This year.
2040.
So we can go from 2,400 to 2,040 for FY15.
I think that's three chairs at 400. Just putting it out there. And 840.
I don't think anybody should be able to have a more expensive chair than the Board of Supervisors.
Okay.
I think that should be the line.
So what's your cost?
Ours were like
$298.
Less than $300 bucks a piece.
Yeah. But they're nice.
Hate those chairs.
They're just perfectly. They're really so, big.
They're too big.
They're just like they're gonna be so hot in the summertime.
Oh.
They're gonna be so hot.
Trust me, they're not hot.
All right, so 2,040 for FY15, $500 for FY16 because we're not buying any computer screens or any chairs in 2016 FY16. What are we buying?
Yeah. Okay. Charlie and I, and we didn't run this past Cal yet, but. We thought that it would be really nice to bump a wall out and have a little more room for the walk-ins and actually have chairs for them to sit on.
What
like what the assessor has when you walk into their front counter.
So we would rearrange the front counter area.
Yeah, basically, bump the wall back.
Move that door because right now it's so narrow when you walk in, you're hitting someone on the door.
Yeah.
But we haven't talked to Cal yet about that.
Correct.
Which so there may be structural issues with that. I mean, I don't know how that originally got designed. Until we talk to Cal, I'm going to struggle with that one because he needs to weigh in. Makes sense to me that you want to have an opportunity for somebody to come in and have a chair or two to sit in.
Because right now there's really no room.
There's no room. Okay. It's a hallway. It's not a greeting area.
And Cal and his group did come in and budge that. Desk back some, and that helps a lot because then you can open the door without
banging
somebody. Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk to Cal about that.
Okay. So what totals did we end up with?
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but I don't think we need – we've got chairs.
Okay, that's fine. I just threw that in.
You know what? If you guys – I can't give away that bench yet. I found two really nice benches over at CLP down in the basement that aren't being used.
Yeah, well.
Really nice.
There's a lot of stuff in the basement at CLP.
We don't need chairs. So let's take that 500 back out.
That's fine. That's a perfect place for it.
I think you're too late.
So we're zero in office equipment, Lisa.
Got it.
And
all
right. What are you giving us for this fiscal year?
2040.
Okay.
That's what I heard you say.
Yeah.
All right, give us the grand totals. Not including above, so when we give you the grand total, it doesn't include what's above the line. So flex, salary, all of that.
Okay, so I'm going to take 650 out of the budget, bottom line.
Okay, 650 out. What did it do to our re-estimation, just because I like to know?
Dragging on.
No, we went up 450 on that. So
we went up 450 on that. Okay, yeah. But we're already
on a re-estimation, not on budget.
This
because
is
they
one
budgeted
of those
2400.
Have we allocated 100% to health already, or are we
95.
Okay.
Yep.
She said it went up 450.
Up 450.
Any other questions? Anything else we need to talk about here today? Okay, good. Thank you very much. Good job.
Yep. Now, are we back at what time? I got to go
1:30.
Eat. 1:30. I got to go. I'll run over.